This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We've been talking about some of the great bluegill fishing found in the area, but now it's time to think catfish. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. And it does. It happens about every year about this time, and it's happening right now. The catfish bite at Carlisle Lake turns on with an intensity that's seldom witnessed any other time of the year. It typically begins with a huge insect hatch occurring during the first full moon of May. This triggers a near shoreline feeding spree that has catfish gorging themselves on the emerging fly larva. Now, shoreline anglers and boat anglers alike find the hungry catfish taking every type of bait or lure offered. In fact, many of the youth participating in the recent IHSA bass fishing tournament held in recent years caught numerous large catfish on crankbaits, plastic lures, and even small spinnerbaits. There was even one previous report of a youngster struggling to land what appeared to be a 50-pound flathead catfish. The whole insect hatch event seems to kick off the ancient urging spawning urge that draws the big catfish to the rocky shorelines. It is during this time that Carlisle Lake catfish anglers enjoy some of the finest fishing action of the entire season. And anglers can be seen fishing with small jigs or minnows or for crappie and suddenly tangle with a 5-pound and oftentimes even larger catfish. Rods and lines are commonly broken by the big cats, and many unsuspecting anglers even find their rods yanked from their hands. It is this time of year that many catfish anglers anxiously await. Best of all, this excellent catfish action will continue for several more weeks. And then it isn't all that bad. Catching these fish is as simple as finding a suitable rocky shoreline near water depths of at least 5 feet. Here the catfish can be found seeking out suitable spawning areas while feeding on any type of normal live or commercial catfish baits. Many anglers prefer to use the many commercial catfish bait concoctions. Dip baits, where anglers use a specially rigged plastic worm-type apparatus, work very well. Other types of commercial baits are also equally effective. Some anglers prefer to use whole shad for bait. Others opt for sections of larger shad or whole large minnows. Another option is to use a nightcrawler simple garden worm. The method, however, often attracts certain non-targeted species like freshwater drum and bluegill. And the line size is a matter of preference for anglers, but it's important to note that the next bite could be a pan-sized 2-pound catfish or one in the 10-pound or larger range. Those using light lines should take a few moments to set their reel drag appropriately or risk losing one of these big fish. There's typically a certain solitude that one enjoys while waiting for a catfish to grab a bait. Perhaps it is just a chance to relax and enjoy the outdoors that makes this fishing so appealing. However, right now is not the time to expect the relaxing bit of fishing. The action can be fast and furious, and once the bite slows down, all one really needs to do is move to another section of rocky shoreline. So that's the way it goes. At the big three reservoirs, particularly at Rend and Carlisle, those are both big catfish lakes. And right now is the time to head there and enjoy some great fishing. Okay, we're back, and we've been talking a bit about the Carlisle and Rend lakes where the catfishing has been superb, and we'll see another couple weeks of it. But Carlisle and Rend is not the only Illinois waters where catfish go on this annual feeding binge. Actually, there are relatively few waters in Illinois that do not contain one or more species of catfish, and channel catfish, bullheads, and the huge flathead catfish are the most abundant. Blue catfish can also be found in many waters across the state. Undoubtedly, the many downstate rivers are among the better catfishing locations. The entire length of the Mississippi River as it runs along Illinois' western border contains excellent populations of channel and flathead catfish. Blue catfish can be found in fairly good numbers in that segment of the river below the Alton Lock and Dam. Here, catfish can be found lurking around the riprap shorelines and along the rocky wing dams. The Illinois River also contains excellent numbers of channel and flathead catfish, and action is especially good in the lower portion of the Illinois. Not to be overlooked are the Kaskaskia River, the Ohio River, and the Wabash River. These locations are almost legendary for their excellent catfish action they provide. And Illinois' other big Corps of Engineer reservoirs offer some top catfish opportunities. Like we mentioned, Wren Lake may be one of the best, providing good angling for flathead and catfish. Other state-managed waters like Washington County State Lake, Lake Murfreesboro in Jackson County, and Beaver Dam State Lake in Macoupin County also hold good populations of channel catfish. Other prime locations include Cedar Lake in Jackson County, Red Hills Lake in Lawrence County, and Sampar Lake in Jasper County. Other good bets would be the many city-owned reservoirs found across the state. In many cases, cooperative agreements with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources permit the state to provide regular stockings of channel catfish for these waters. Some of these better ones might include Gillespie New Lake in Macoupin County, Lake Jacksonville in Morgan County, Pittsfield Lake in Pike County, and Vandalia Lake in Fayette County. Lake Lou Yeager is another great catfishing hole, and so is the Hillsboro's both lakes. For Carlisle Lake catfish anglers, however, the time is now. Many waters are currently experiencing this action. All one needs to do is grab their favorite catfish rods, a bucket of bait, and head to one of these locations to put some catfish on a stringer. So there you go. Some great catfishing to be found. And if you are wondering a bit about the fishing fair that goes on at Pierre Marquette State Park this year, it's going to happen again this year. For a day filled with fun and educational activities for the entire family, you can check out the Two Rivers Family Fishing Fair on Saturday, June 9th, from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. at Pierre Marquette State Park near Grafton. This 28th annual fishing fair will include a variety of fishing activities from the previous years. Participating children will find new and improved catch-and-release bluegill pond where young anglers can have their photographs taken with their catch, the popular one-cast station where everyone wins a prize, and bow fishing stations where children can shoot and moving targets in a pool or at a 3D target. Every child who competes in at least seven stations will receive a prize and have a chance to catch a trout from the trout pond. The 4,000-gallon mobile aquarium, the Texas Bass Tanks with Brad Campbell, will be featured this year, stocked with many of the fish species found in the Illinois River. Fishing seminars will be presented all day, featuring local experts with providing a variety of fishing information. And Camel the Clown will be back at the fishing fair this year. And the Lodge Brothers will be returning as part of the event's entertainment. There will be food available for purchase throughout the day. And according to Scott Isringhausen, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources Urban Fishing Coordinator, he wants to see kids get hooked on fishing and not on some of the less desirable things that are available for kids to do right now. Thanks for generous sponsors. He says they're able to continue to offer this free event, which is a real dynamite event for kids. Okay, that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.